Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Most people think, oh, I'm going to go in my room, I'm going to write the book, I'm going to create everything, then I'm going to go out into the world, and then I'm going to share that it's built, or it's sold, or it's done. Now, should you do that? Well, it's up to you. A lot of people are scared to market before they manufacture, because they don't have enough confidence yet. Come on, be honest. Type in the word me, if that's you. If you struggle and think, well, I don't know if it's going to be good. Or you know what? I don't know, carry all the details. Or I don't know exactly, you know, everything that they're going to ask me. I get it. I've been there. We've been there. We've all been there. But listen, why do you think Kickstarter and GoFundMe and all these things are blowing up? Do you know why? I'll tell you why. It's because they're inviting people into the creation process. Think about that for a moment. GoFundMe and Kickstarter are saying, buy me before it's built. Buy me before it's built. A movie trailer is marketing before manufacturing. When you go see a movie trailer and it says coming summer of 2021, you are literally being sold the product through storytelling before it's even finished. But authors, coaches, speakers, and entrepreneurs, what they struggle with is they struggle with saying, but it's not done yet. But I'm not sure about everything yet. Listen, I live in this space. I absolutely live in this space. You might say, Carrie, prove it. Who wants to say prove it? Type in the word prove it. If you want to see something that actually happened last week that brought in tens of thousands of dollars and it's not even built yet, type in the word prove it. Otherwise, I'll just skip it. Because if you just want to be like, okay, got the point, let's move on, fine. But if you want to actually see and say, oh yeah, that's what he was doing. I'm looking at the comments. Kathy says proof. So just one person. Okay, maybe we'll skip it then. Oh, Mackenzie said it. All right. So here's what we'll do. I'll share with you exactly what I did last week, because this is why I think I'm qualified to teach on this. Check it out. Why am I qualified to teach on this? Because I do what I say. I do what I say and I say what I do. Now, I'll show you my screen here for a moment. What does this say? ISC sneak peek. You see that? ISC sneak peek. And inside this folder is all kinds of things that, guess what? Talk about the thing that we just had. In other words, folks, all you need is a web page. We went to ignitingsoulsconference.com, and I'll teach more on this later, because this is about surprise. Well, no, I'll teach about it now. Why not? So here's the point. Last week, we had this big old thing called the Igniting Souls sneak peek. I was marketing before manufacturing. Look at this page. This is what you need. You listen, call it a sneak peek. Call it a sneak peek. When you have something that's coming out, call it a sneak peek and draw attention to it. This is exactly what we did. And what did we do? We had countdown timers. And we had countdown memes. So you get everyone pointed in the same direction. You don't just say, hey, I went live on June 2nd at 1 p.m. and I had 5 people watch. And that was my big reveal. No. You market the big reveal. You even get people excited about the announcement. Now, you can't overuse this, meaning you can't say, ready for the big announcement? And then you say it and it's like crickets. Everyone's like, seriously? That was the big reveal. That was the big announcement. No, 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 no. That's a way to kill the influence. When Steve Jobs was about to reveal a new product and he would stand on the Apple stage, media would line up. There would be bloggers ready to say, what's the new product and is it good? There was media, there was coverage. Everyone was so excited because they knew the pattern of the sneak peek. They knew the pattern of the big reveal. They wanted to be first in line so that they could hear what was the big reveal. Why? Because it was so good. Because it was so good. And you might say, Carrie, well, how do I do that if I'm just starting out? You literally map out your sneak peek. Folks, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to try to find it here just so you can see, like, this isn't a joke. Okay. Like, part of why I'm doing this today is I'm trying to teach you how to sell your own things. When I went live, I got to make sure I can show you this. I don't even know if I can show you this. I think I can. Why not? All right. I had a Google Doc. And by the way, if you're missing this, you're missing a lot today. Because again, this is how we roll out something so that people jump in and are excited and want to buy. And it's not fake. It's authentic. So here you go. Carrie's sneak peek live stream script. So folks, I don't read the script. If you go back and you watch, I wasn't reading it, but I need to know what I'm saying. And I literally wrote out this script and it's long. That's how much thought and thinking goes into this. This isn't me just being like, you know, I'm going to go on Facebook and just be like, hey, what's up, everybody? We have an event coming. No, I realized that the sneak peek is the product. Now, let me say that again. The sneak peek is the product. You might say, what are you talking about, Carrie? Listen, if people think your sneak peek stinks, your product stinks. If people think your big reveal stinks, your product stinks. I realize that, you know what? My biggest role is to champion the vision. Now, some of you say, Carrie, but I'm not very visionary. Welcome, Jeannie. Welcome, Kelly. You know, people say, but I'm not very visionary. I'll tell you what. Yes, you are. You have enthusiasm about something. I know you do. In other words, it's the same people who say, well, you know, I'm just introverted. Guess what? So am I. But people can tell in a second that I honestly believe what I say and say what I believe, especially when it comes to creating souls on fire. Oh my gosh, that is like my thing. So do I get this excited about cycling? No, I like cycling, but it's not what moves me. And listen, enthusiasm is infectious. That is what your secret power is. Your superpower is infectious. The word enthusiasm means God within. Let me say that again. En-theos, God within. Enthusiasm means that you are possessed by a God or God. In my book, it's God. Now, you might be like, what are you talking about? I literally believe that co-creation is when you are bringing your vision to the world. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let there be light, and there was light. That literally means abracadabra. Abracadabra means I create as it was spoken. I create as it was spoken, or it came to pass as it was spoken. You have this thing inside you that literally is powerful. And I'll tell you what, when you choose to get unhacked, when you choose to be unhackable, when you choose to not get sidelined and sabotaged, you have this amazing magnetic thing about you that draws people to you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.